You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. That is the first movement of the Concerto for Orchestra, as performed by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. This 35-minute, four-movement concerto caught the ear of the Recording Academy in a very good way, because it resulted in a Grammy nomination for the composer, Michigan State University Associate Professor of Composition, Joe Tien. The Grammy Awards are this coming Sunday, and he was nominated in the category of Best Contemporary Classical Composition. Joe Tien is with us now. Welcome to Stateside and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You've had a couple of months now since learning that you had been nominated for a Grammy. You've been able to kind of enjoy this glow no matter what happens on Sunday?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's been really overwhelming. You know, the way I learned it is actually quite special because there was no notifications beforehand. So on the morning of November 28th, I was driving to MSU, have a full day of teaching schedule, and people started calling, and I was caught completely by surprise. I didn't know.
You've been quoted as saying that when the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra commissioned you to write this work, you wanted to write a love letter to a symphony orchestra. Could you talk a little about that idea and how you did that in this concerto?
As a composer, I've always been fascinated by this unique art form known as the symphony orchestra, because here we have an organization that brings people together by allowing some 80-plus people, musicians, to show their musicianship, to share their passion of music making, and to sit in the same room, playing together, sometimes even taking the same breath together, in order to form a unified artistic expression. And this is all done without a single word and without any technology. Well, there's just nothing quite like it in the world right now. And I still remember one of my first symphony orchestra experience. I was still a kid in China, and the Philadelphia Orchestra came to Shanghai and went to see the concert with my dad. I just remember being blown away by this experience because you go to the hall, you sit down, and the conductor comes up. And then for the next 2 hours, it's pure music. There was no words, no introductory speeches, and everybody was just immersed by this power of music. It was as if, you know, it doesn't matter where we come from, what we speak. So that experience lasted a big impression on me. Fast forward 25 years, I immigrated to the U.S., and when the Cincinnati Symphony asked me to write a symphonic piece for them, my first reaction is to pay tribute to that love for that traditional art form.
And you actually wrote this piece in essence treating every instrument of this orchestra as a soloist.
Yes, that's the unique feature of concerto for orchestra because, you know, as opposed to a violin concerto, a piano concerto, a cello concerto, a concerto for orchestra allows the composer to treat everybody in the symphony orchestra as a soloist. So at any given moment, I could turn the orchestra into, for example, a flute concerto for a minute, and for 30 seconds could be a horn concerto. And then for the next 2 minutes could be a string orchestra piece. It's a completely liberating experience for the composer. And it's a great way to highlight the musicianships of a given orchestra.
Let's, Joe, have you walk us through the four movements, which, by the way, all stand alone, don't they?
Yes.
All right. So the first movement is Glow. What are you saying and doing in Glow?
So Glow is a voyage to splendidness from two contrasting themes. One is rather lively, you hear it in the beginning. Another one immediately after the first theme is low and rather romantic. And throughout this 13-minute movement, I play with this idea that just when you think a climax is coming, or when you just hear a climax, there's another one just around the corner. So it's like a lighting glows, but you just never know when the brightest point is until the very end of that movement.
And the second movement, which I just love, is Indigo.
Yes, Indigo is a meditative movement. To me, is a musical postcard from a walk in the forest one late summer night. In this movement, there are plush strings, lyrical oboe solo, dashing flutes and harp, and dark brass paint shades of blue into indigo.
You do speak very much like an artist. I can just see the colors as I think of what indigo sounds like. The third movement is Seeker's Scherzo.
Yes, Seeker's Scherzo is a retro miniature that borrows from the classical form, scherzo, while adding new turns and twists and constantly seeking new orchestral timbre.
And finally, Intermezzo Allegro, which will wake everybody up. It'll get them up moving.
Yes, right. It's the Allegro part is a fierce,
yes,
fierce rhapsody. But because the scherzo is also fast, so I inserted something called intermezzo. And this is inspired by, you know, a lot of opera arias. And then this intermezzo is actually a lyrical fugue executed in a build and orchestra fashion. So, for example, a melody first played by the solo violin is slowly expanded to an entire orchestra, and at which point the rhapsody is started.
And I'm interested in the reaction of your students to all of a sudden learning their professor is a Grammy nominee.
Yeah, they're very, very excited. They kept asking, you know, are you going? Because it's such a phenomenal event. And I told them, you know, my high hopes, besides, you know, my category is to mingle with Jay-Z and hopefully get a selfie with Cardi B.
So you'll have to let us know if you did that.
Yes, I truly want to do that because it's exciting.
Well, we wish you luck Sunday night. We'll be watching, and we hope you get that Jay-Z selfie and that Carly B selfie.
Thanks so much. I'll try my best.
Michigan State University Associate Professor of Composition and Grammy nominee Joe Tien. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.